Okay, so we discussed yesterday the various rishonim that we began to see regarding the inyan of nefesh ksuba and the question of whether the woman in the Mishnah, in the Reisha, she has the right to remarry based on the declaration of the Shkiach, who says the Fanai. In the Sefer, she also seems to have the right to remarry because there was no Takana b'Fanai, but she may still remarry with the Getcha in the Mekuyim. Question is, what about regarding the Ksuba? Now, when we talk about the Ksuba, we should bear in mind, this is going to be Nogea in the Rush, that there's collecting the Ksuba from B'nai Chorin, from the available karka that the person has, and there's also the karkos that are meshubah to the Ksuba that were purchased by the Rukuchos. Now, there's a notion called Medrash Ksuba, that we saw in the Mishnah Yevamis, that when we were metakein that an Eid Echad or the Isha Atzma are believed to say Meis Baila, so not only can she remarry, but the Mishnah tells us at the end, B'Shabi B'Sil are in agreement, that she's also entitled to the Ksuba, because the Medrash Ksuba dictates that when you can remarry, so she's Mimela going to get the Ksuba as well. The Rishonim point out, this is really a machokis, but many Rishonim assume that it's only true for the Iker Ksuba, not for the Tosefes. That's what goes into the Medrash Ksuba. Even though for other Nyanim of Mammon, we're not going to allow the 1A to be able to dictate the Halacha. That's why Yerusha is not going to work, that the children don't go there to the Nachalapia. But Lemaisa, Medrash Ksuba allows the din of the collecting of the Ksuba to follow together with the Halacha of letting her remarry. So how does that play out in our Mishnah? So the way that we saw so far a number of Rishonim, the Ran, the Ramban, the Rajba, is that the Reish of the Mishnah, where the Shliach says Befanai, would also entitle her to Ksuba. Meaning that we invoke the rule of Medrash Ksuba, that once she can remarry based on the declaration of the Shliach, so it's no different than what we find by Eidachat Sh'amar Meis Baila. Memela she'll also get the Ksuba. However, says the Ramban and the Ran, not the Tosefes. Regarding the Tosefes, the Lashon of the Ramban is, it takes us back to the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara says that if the Shliach, the Eved who's a Shliach, says Befanai on a package, a shtar that allows him to have Nechasim and his own Shichur, so Atzmachu Nechasai, for example, so there's no dispute, all agree, the Braisa tells us, Atzmachana Nechasim Hokana. The Nemanis of Befanai is only said Gabi Shichur, not Gabi the Nechasim. Says the Ramban, that's exactly what you're going to have here in terms of the Tosefes Ksuba, since that doesn't go into the Medrash Ksuba. So therefore, the Befanai cannot work for anything but the actual Heter Nesu'in, and also the Ikka Ksuba, which is a function of Medrash Ksuba. But beyond that, whatever doesn't go into that is simply insufficient. So she won't get the Tosefes. What about the Sefer of the Mishnah? The Sefer of the Mishnah is interesting. The Sefer of the Mishnah is a case where the Shliach brings a get she'ena mekuyim, the Eretz Yisrael. There's no need for Bikfana because the Baal B'Ma'ar will figure it out then. We'll get Eidim B'Tzin L'Kaimo. No reason for a Takana now. Meanwhile, she's allowed to remarry. Would she be able to collect the Ksuba based on Medrash Ksuba? Now, if we say that the Mishnah says Yeshu of Orin, obviously that relates to the Lukuchos. But the truth is, we're asking in general, not just Lugabe Lukuchos. In general, is there a Medrash Ksuba, period, Lugabe, the case in the Sefer? So here the Ran makes the distinction, and we spend time yesterday analyzing it, but the Ran, however you're going to ultimately understand it, the Ran makes clear that there's a difference between the cases. In the case, in the Reisha, we have a clear heter nesuin that we can put into those words of Medrash Ksuba, l'kashatinasi la'achir. And therefore, she'd be entitled to Medrash Ksuba, maybe not the Tosefes, but certainly the Ikka Ksuba. Unlike the Sefer, where she's remarrying with a get she'ena mekuyim, that does not fulfill the literal condition of Medrash Ksuba. It's not called l'kashatinasi la'achir. And why not? So the Ran really says two things, but we really wanted to reduce it into one idea. The Rajba, for example, focuses on the one idea that the Ran says also, he's mavriya that. The Rashba and the Tshuva focuses on the Nikuda of, will there be an era, could there be an era that's going to suddenly change the Metzius that she can stay married? If there'll be an era in Eretz Yisrael, so until we have Iskayim B'chosmav, she can't stay married, she'll have to leave. So that alone is a reason why you can't call it Medrash Tshuva. It's not Gish Nasilacha. Yes, you can remarry now, but it's subject to what will be later. So it's not a chavut, as the Rashba put it. It's not definitive. It's not necessarily locked in. That's the reason that differentiates the Sefer from the Reisha. And the Reisha, we know that the era bow won't change anything. That's the whole point, that we view the Shliach HaGetz, the Funai, as the basis, you could say, quasi-kiyum, and the bow can't be ma'ar, that's what we're assuming, time and time again. He won't come, and if he comes, he's not meshkechinen day. And therefore, the heter is chalut, and therefore, she gets at least the ikuk suba, unlike the Sefer, where the bow could be ma'ar. Now, the Ran says more than that. And we medayik well, right? The Ran makes clear that it's not per se the fact that the Baal can come. It's really, that is not the siba for the distinction. That's a simon for the underlying distinction. You understand? There's a simon, there's a siba. For the Rashba, would call the fact that the Baal can come as the issue. That reason is, that fact is itself the reason why you can't call Yitzhak Lacha, because she might not stay married. For the Ran, it's clear he's not using it quite in the same way. The Ran is using that point as just reinforcing what he starts by saying. What does he start by saying? Beis Din is not the matir halinase. What is it rather? We're not standing in her way. Anan lo manina, she's precious afma lehinase. That's what you have in the case of the Sefer. In the Reisha, where there is a mamish and edus of the funai, what we understand it to be, that the get is beyond the shadow of a doubt, is a clear get, it's a kiyum of sorts. So we understand that she's mamish, free to remarry. That is like, we are giving her the heter that fulfills the tnai of Medrash Ksuva. Whereas in the Sefer, where it's a get in a mekuyim, which means that there's a basis for a tzad suffik in the get, maybe it's not mekuyim, so lemaisa, most likely it's okay. And since, if in fact it's a good get, she memela is going to remarry. It's not like we have to give her the official sanction. It's a result, naturally, of the fact that the get accomplished what it accomplished. And so it's just a question of whether we stand in her way. That's what the Ran says is what happens over here in the Sefer. We're not standing in her way. On a get that has this possible chash, but not likely, but possible, so this much is at stake. Can she remarry? She can remarry. L'chatchila, yes. The Ran doesn't mean to equate this with the Gimel Gitim Surin that L'chatchila lo tinase. Chas v'shalom, that's not what we have here. This is not a case that L'chatchila lo tinase. The Ran never meant it or never said it. It's not pshat that she can. We can set a kedushin for her. We can say mazel tov. It's not that. It's that it's not a concrete heter of Beis Din. It's just that we're not stopping her from a mela remarrying. But that fails the test. What is the indicator to that yesod that differentiates the Sefer and the Reisha? An indicator is, you see, the Baal will come, he'll be ma'ar, it'll be reversed. So it's not that that's the reason why it's now Gishnasi. It's now Gishnasi because it's really never really a formal heter in the sense that we are paskining, so to speak, that we know bevadai. It's not. We don't really know bevadai, but we're not going to step in to stop it, given the fact that more likely it's a good get, and the get itself accomplished, if it's a good get, what it's supposed to accomplish, and then lamanila. And that goes back to the earlier part of the Ran also, when he differentiates why we're not going to say taninan over here, or chashinan, and unlike by mamon, and the Ran uses the lush enish of mamonu shabal, which just has me say, it's a similar type of language that the Ran means earlier as well. Ad kan regarding the Ran. Now, what about the Me'iri? Where does the Me'iri fall in the spectrum of Rishonim? And then from there to the Rush. The Me'iri quotes some of what we just said, but then the Me'iri leaves it with a question. At the end, the Me'iri does not understand why there should be a difference. Can you?
Is there a nafkamina between the Ran and the Rashba, or just understanding?
The nafkamina between the Ran and the Rashba, the Rashba's focus is on the fact that the Baal can come in the Sefer, and that makes it that it's not like a shinasi, it could be reversed, unlike the Reisha. The Ran's focus is not per se that, it's rather that we That's just a way of reinforcing the nekuda that the Ran is emphasizing up front. I don't know that there's a practical nafka mina, at least for now. But you tell me.
As I said, you can come up with an example where they were not matir her.
Right, it could be coming up in the Mi'iri. That's where I think where you're going. Okay, that's where I think we maybe subconsciously maybe that's what you're thinking. Okay. By the way, just for the record, I just want to mention, because I alluded to the earlier Ran, the emphasis is that the earlier Ran that discusses the issue of Tosis, that why don't we say Tanina, so to speak, by the issue of stopping her from remarrying, Tosis says Bisham Iguna, and the Ran says, because Bishus Atmehili Hinase, that Ran, that earlier Ran, adds something. The Ode, he says, just as we find by the case of the Meis Baila, that she must clearly do her research, because if she's going to found to be lying, she's going to have a lot of serious consequences. Mitoch Chomer, Shechmar Tula B'Sofa, where we can feel comfortable relying on her now. So the Shailus had to read that, the Ode of the Ran. There's a Shubas HaRivash that clearly understood that the Ode as an independent reason. In other words, the Ran is really saying two things. Svara number one is the point that we don't say Taninan because Bishus Afmogli Nase, she's not Monish Abba, we're not really going out, we're just stepping back. So that we can do even by Getshen Mekuim. And another point is that we can feel pretty confident that this get is fine because she knows what's at stake and she'd be careful, she did her research. And the Rivash assumes that that must be a better reason. He doesn't like the first reason. The way that we learned it, and I think Rav Nachum makes this clear in the Chiddushim, that he doesn't see it as a separate reason, not like the Rivash. The Ran just, it's not the same mitoch chomesh achmarta that we find in Yevamis by Meis Baila. There, it's a clear indication that we feel bevadai, that this is in fact what happened, that the husband died, and she clearly did her research, you wouldn't be doing this otherwise, you wouldn't be saying it otherwise. Over here, the Ran can't mean it that way, because then the Ran is Soser himself. If you take that Va'od as a separate, independent clause and a separate reason why we are sure that she, for sure, that the get is fine, then how could the Ran say later on what we just read, that she's not going to get her, you know, her Medrash Ksuba, Maishna from the case of Meis Baila? See, if the Va'od really meant something different, something new, a reason that's equated with what we find in the Vamis, that she does her checking because she knows what's at stake, then the Ran can't say what he says later on. Unless you just hang your hat on the reason of the Rashba, right? This is way, but then the Ran said more than he had to, because then he should have just said that distinction for itself, but it's not a definitive tzak. That's chalut, because the Baal could come. But the Ran said something else, that we're not really totally comfortable with this, but with chatchila, she can remarry, but we're not really giving her the green light, we're just not being monea her, that much we can do by getshen mekuim. But the Ran had a va'od. The va'od was saying that we can pretty much assume that she's saying the truth, and the get is valid. The answer is that the Ran's va'od is not the same svara as Yevamis. It's just throwing it another reason why we can be less interested in trying to step in and trying to do a tanina and a chashina. But it's not a vada. It's not the same vada as over there. There it's mamish giving us the certainty. And the Rashba would say like that also. The Rashba says it's a certainty in Yevamis. And that's the difference over here, because the Baal could come, but there we don't have any chash the Baal's going to come, because we know that she did our checking. The Ran didn't mean it over here to apply it to the same extent, because then it's a vaday. It's a vaday, then why can't she get mad? It should be mamish the same thing as over there. The Ran only meant it as another sniff to throw in that, okay, so that's why we're not analo manino la befrat, that she probably did her checking, but not as a va'od, which is an independent reason. That's just a maimar muzga I just wanted to add regarding the earlier Ran. Again, but it's not like the Rivash understood. The Rivash understood that it's a separate reason. But then it would be a stickle skira to it. The Rat says later on. Okay, yeah.
At the end, when he says that it's as ki'inyan masha,
right, ki'inyan, but not ki'inyan to the same extent. Yeah, I hear. It's not ki'inyan mamish. He doesn't mean to bring it in on the same strength of an umdina to that same degree. It's just another another layer of why Ananga Manina La. The fact, because most probably she'd be careful. But it wouldn't have the same, it doesn't have the same level of an umdina. Okay, you want to like it? Okay, so then you go with Rivash's approach. But then I think you have to deal with the fact that the Ran is Soser himself, seemingly. Okay. But that's something to keep in mind in terms of the earlier. What does the Me'iri say? The Me'iri quotes the discussion that we've seen so far. Linyan Sugizu, he says, discusses the issue of Iridu Lekuchos, brings the Yerushalmi, and he says, there's a notion called Medrash Ksuva. The Get brings the Shliach says, Befanai, since Lugabe Nesuin, Lashon Ha'ri'iri, Chashvin Alei Kimekuyim, Lugabe Nesuin, regarding as she can remarry, we view this as a Get Mekuyim, with the Befanai of the Shliach, Govim Minel Kuchos, even when they're coming and be Ma'ara and saying Mezuyif, because there is the notion called Medrash Ksuva, Misevik Ksuva Nomot. But then they backtrack somewhat and say, only regarding what does Medrash Ksuva hold? The Kuchos are screaming that it's Mezuyif, but Medrash Ksuva says once she can remarry Memela, she's going to get Ksuva. But what part of the Ksuva? So that's where the Ramban and others say, only the Mana Messiah, not the Tosefis. Okay, so that's what is brought so far by the Me'iri. The Me'iri concludes and says, wait a second. Even regarding Mana Messiah in the Reish of the Mishnah, Ukuchos Ma'arer, and what do you want to say? She's going to collect her Iker Ksuva in the case of the Shuach saying Befanai. Why? Because she can remarry based on the Shuach Befanai, so the Me'iri will get at least the Iker Ksuva based on Medrash Ksuva. Yes, the fact, big bar, after your Mana Messiah, even on that, you push back on the Tosefes, but Mana Messiah you think she should get. I'm not so sure about that either. Because if you were to say that she gets the Mana Messiah based on Medrash Ksuva, in Kain Apin Nisas Me'ileha, Ubelo Befani Nechtav. What does he mean? In what case? Eretz Yisrael, Hare Nises, Vayachaloma Kain. He means Eretz Yisrael, doesn't say it, but he means the case of the safe. In other words, the Me'iri does not see any basis to distinguish between the heter nesuin that exists in the Reisha of the Mishnah when the Shliach says Befanai, and the quote heter nesuin that exists in the Seifa when there is no Takanas Befanai, and it's a Getch in a Mekuyim that's brought by the Shliach in Eretz Yisrael, and the Me'ila she can remarry. In either case, she should get Medrash Ksuva. So what does he mean to say? So where does the Me'iri land if that's the case? He's trying to say Yishul Fak Begba, meaning I don't even think that she should get the Ksuva, the Iker Ksuva, even in the Reish. Because the extent that there is a Medrash Ksuva to speak about in the Reish, then it should be the same thing. He doesn't buy into the distinctions that were mentioned so far. In other words, the Rashba's distinction was it's not the same. In the Sefer, the Baal could come. It's not the same as the Kashit Nasilach, the Baal could come. It could be reversed. So what? Right? Maisa, right now, the Baal didn't come. There's nothing to worry about. Right now she can remarry. She's remarried. Because she tinasi la'acher, so she did. Harenises. And the Ran's reason, that it's a shaky kind of thing. It's like we're not really stopping her, but we're not really matira. The Me'iri doesn't acknowledge that distinction. It's the same thing as the Reisha. So what do you mean it's the same? Isn't it different? Befanai is a certifying of the get. It's creating, it's alleviating our doubts. The Baal can be ma'are. So wouldn't that be more because kishitnasi la'achet than the sefer? Why does the Me'iri feel there's no distinction? Me'iri doesn't explain himself. So speaking out to the Ladathos during Seder, l'chera, the answer would seem to be what Rav Nachum wants to say. Very interesting mahalach, which is very against what we've been seeing a lot of times from Diyukim and Rashi, even in the Gemara. But what exactly, this mamash goes back to square one, to the beginning of the parak. What is the Befanai accomplishing? So we have seen indications in Lashonos of Rashi, Rashi later, Chav Gimel, Rashi before, even the Gemara. It is a form of kiyum. That which the Chacham extended in their emunas to the aid, to the Shliach, even though he's only one aid, but they gave him an emunas, Kishnayim, Medek Daik, and everything else, and he has created Kiyum Be'ir Achad. That's why we had the concerns about Sigla Chufe, that he had to have Mifanei Nichtav, according to Rava, right? Because there's a Kiyum Shtaris happening, Be'ir Achad. And people might think it's always like that, but he was Mekayim, the Get. The Chacham had their reasons, and they trusted him, and he gave him an Emunus, and he has created now a status of a Get Mekuyim, notwithstanding the fact that he's only one. That is the presumption that we've been working with, and the Yukim Galore that we had along the way. Maybe that's not the case. Maybe at least the Me'iri assumes differently. Maybe the Me'iri understood that Befanai Nechta Farei Nechtam is a Nemanus, not that is equal to Kiyum. Not that this has taken care of the Sveikos of the Get, and it's basically like a Get Mekuyim, and that's why the Baal can be Ma'arer. It's not the way it works. Specifically targeted for the concern that what will be if the Baal is Ma'arer and she'll be in a situation of disadvantage, she won't be able to find a Dekiyum. So the Takana was that we'll be able to trust the Shliach because of Medik Dayak and everything else, that we will not be Makabel, the Tainas Ha'irer of the Baal. Ad Kan. So what you have in the Reisha is what you're basically left with is a situation Ki'iru is a Navy Get Be'eret Yisrael Kodem Irer. Because if the ira can't get its foot in the door, if the ira is not in Iskabel, then basically it's a getch in Mekuyim without an ira. Atka, that was the takana of the fana. That there is no, the Baal is not going to be able to lodge his ira to create sveikos on the cheskes kashrus of the get. Not that get is Mekuyim. And perhaps an indication that this could be true, because if you wanted Miri to have a chaver here, so Rav Nachum quoted a Rambam. Rambam that we may have mentioned also, Perek Zayin Halacha Tes, says the following halacha. Let's say the Baal, after the Shiach says Befanai, the Baal comes not with an error. If he says an error, and then he's not believed. What if he comes with a Raya Brura, presumably Aden? Sheged Zeh Shenem Rabo Befanai Nechvei Nechta Mizuyifu. So he mamish proves with Aden, come and say, this get is forced. But the Shia said the Fanai. Hareza Batl. The Ram wants to emphasize to you that in that case, the Shliach lost all his credibility. Completely. Hareza Batl. Batl is the Rambam's jargon for a get that is not even a suffix. It's not a get pasul. It's a get batl. Shelo haminu dvarav shel echad. She'ama befarei nechta farei nechtam. Ela lidchos iwer habal she'enimo rai. That nemanis that we extended to the Shliach who says Befanai is insofar as deflecting an ira ba with Adarai. Malcolm Adam Shemachishim also Lohaminu in the context of Adam will contradict him that he has no nemanis. Now the fact that the Rambam had to say that is certainly striking, as we were Medaik also. It sounds like it would have been a possibility that the Shliach could be strong enough against Adam. Chiddush, what? I know for sure that he's correct, and I don't even allow myself to entertain it. Okay, but the Rambam Maisa says what he says. And the Rambam calls it a get butter. And in explaining that, the Rambam says, because lo haminu dvarav shel echad ela litchos ira baush eni morai. So Rav Nachum takes the Rambam to mean this yisod, that the whole anit takana befanai was not the way we medayik time and time again from the Lashonis and Rashi, that it is viewed as a kiyum. Al yidei the Shiach, we mekayim the get. No, it's specifically effective that the Baal can't be ma'ar. But the get remains ki'ilo get she'enim mekuyim, like Eretz Yisrael. What's the din Eretz Yisrael? She can remarry with the get she'enim mekuyim. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, the Baal could be ma'ar. But kodem ha'irur, it's right now fine for her to be married. So here, even if there'll be an irur, it won't lodge itself as an irur. It won't be registered. But the get's not mekuyim. If that's the pshat, then we go back to the me'iri. So the me'iri would be saying that I don't see any differentiation here. Because if you're telling me, and here you have to understand what the me'iri understood to be the possible distinction. Because were we to think of the distinction in terms of the Rajba? How did the Rajba make the distinction in the Reish and the Sefer? Why do you have Medrash Suva and the Reish and not in the Sefer? precisely because in the Reisha, the Baal can't be Ma'arer, and the Sefer, the Baal could be Ma'arer. If you go that route, then Miri has no kasha, because that's exactly the answer. Right? What do you mean? No. Nisas Me'eleha, the Baal could be Ma'arer, the Reisha can't. But the answer is the Miri never mentioned that Svar. The Svar that the Miri is working with is the point that the Rambam seems to be making, that we're not really mater halinase. And here we are mater halinase. But the Miri says it's no different, because all you have in the ratio is the same thing as the Sefer. It's like basically a getch in the Kliyim, and there's not, it, and the era is not going to be able to happen. But meanwhile, it's a getch in the Kliyim for the era, so that's the Sefer. And if you're going to be mater her, and you're going to give her a good ksuva, Medrash Suva and the Reish should be the same thing to say. This is interesting, again, Hashlama to a lot of the Inyanim we've been learning in the last Dapim, about what is the Fahinechta Fahinechta I'm accomplishing? Does it create a sense of a Kiyum, or is it just something else? And here you have the Me'iri and possibly in the Rambam that are indicating, and this Nafgamina, right, that it's not really a Kiyum of sorts, it's only specifically a Nemanus Binogea that the Irabao cannot launch itself, cannot take off the ground, and therefore the get is a get she'ena mekuyim. Nafgamina, therefore, for the Me'iri is, you can't differentiate Ugabi Medrash Ksuva between the Reish and the Sefer. Again, if you were to use the Rashba's logic, there is a distinction. But if you look in terms of the Hetalinase, they're exactly equivalent. Okay, this is the Me'iri. Yeah, Yehuda. Because in the Reisha there was a Befanai, and the Befanai was specifically instituted because we want to be concerned about Kamim Ma'aren should be lost without Kiyum. There's no Mitzvah Kaimo. So we created a Takana that's tailor-made, targeted to the concern that we had. The concern is she'll be lost because she won't be a Mekayim to get. The answer is you won't be worried because the era won't be Niskabel. So you have basically a woman that has being remarrying with a getch and a mekuyim, but will suffice with that because the Baal won't be able to challenge the get that has been certified with Befanai. It doesn't make it kiyum. It just makes it that the Baal's error is not accepted. If that's the case, it's ki'ilu like Eretz Yisrael before the Baal's error. The only difference is in Eretz Yisrael, he could be ma'ar afterwards because it was no Befanai. But the Befanai just shields the get from an error. Right? Again, not creating kiyum. It's shielding the get from the Baal being able to be ma'ar. But meanwhile, it could be the het of the suin is predicated on the same premise of the Eretz Yisrael get, that the get she'ena mekuyim, that we're not choshesh right now for any concerns of ziyuf. So
the end of
the
day, when
you're
going to hold the Medrash
Suva, will not work at all in the Mishnah.
The het of the suin is there at all.
The Het and the Suin is there, but it's no. But the Me'iri will have to go with the idea that the Het and the Suin is a very tentative kind of Het and the Suin. In other words, yeah. In other words, it's not really a full haskama of a Het. It's just basic. Yeah, you know, you can. It's not the same thing as Nivamas. Nivamas, we are sure that the husband died. That is therefore the basis for Kishitinasi. A Get She'ena Mekuyim equivalent. We're not sure. We have sveikos. If we have sveikos, then it's not cool. We have to be sure, and we have to be able to feel like we are actively being matir. We can't do that. We're just not standing in the way. In other words, that yisod of the Ran is equally valid in the Reish as in the Ensei. So I know who's first. Okay. Well.
I was wondering, because the lesson of the Gemara when we talk about the Fari Nechta, it doesn't seem like it's it seems like it's something that we encourage and we want them to do. But in reality, the most ideal thing is to do Kiyum, but here it seems like it's a good
because
substitute. Really
it is a substitute, but according to Me'iri, it's a substitute that suffices for the concerns that we had. But it's not the equivalent of a full-blown kiyum. It is just, it passes the test. It gets us through, you know, the concern that we had, did what it needed to do. That's the point. It's not more than that. It's just barely accomplishes that we don't have to be worried later on because we won't macabre the era about. Again, the Lashon HaRambam, quite honestly, is a little bit indicative of that. It's only litchos era about.
Seeing that this Mahalakim and Rafa, how do you read up the Sigyang Gimel Aleph ending with the Meidik Daik with the Meirin?
Yeah, the Meidik Daik notwithstanding, it's all, whatever it is that we're giving him, it's all based on the Meidik Daik, but we're not giving him. It doesn't say in that Gemara that it's Mekuyim. It just means that it's enough. Why would he be trusted vis-a-vis the Baal? What are we hanging around? Why would we not want to accept the era of Baal? Why can't we? Because we can be so much on the fact that he's Midik Daik, but he's still 1-8, and Kim Star still needs Shnayim. So it can't be real Kiyum. What does the Rush say here? A couple of interesting things that emerge in the Rush. Let's start from the beginning. The Rush quotes our Gemara, Ira Bekama, Maskana Sagemara, Ira de Baal, continues the Rush, Vuadin Ira de Lukuchos, and the Rush right away tells us what we've been emphasizing. Imbas litrov ksuva mehen. The Ira de Lukuchos means she's coming to collect Kedisa Yushalmi mi or of Chizda Amar Baal Orer, Amar of Asi of Kuchos Orin, Shelo Titrov mehen. Miu, explains the Rush, makes it very clear. Bishvil Ira de Lukuchos, Lo asrinan lehinase. Okay? All the Irdu Kuchos is accomplishing is preventing the seizing of the assets that they purchased for the Ksuba. That's where the Irdu Kuchos can hold on to, they can keep the karka, not to surrender it. But Har Hetan Nisuin is not going to change based on Irdu Kuchos. That's not their issue. For that, they're like an irachad. They're not Baal Yidvarim. The Baal Dover is only a Baal Dover on what's Negei him. The Baal is a Baal Dover even on, as we're explaining time and time again, for the Heter Nesuin, that's considered to be his issue. Avo ir de Baal, asuri nasi, ad shizkai b'chosmav. What about below ir de Baal? And here we get to the issue back on Davez with Tosis, and the Rush is going to add something that we didn't see as much in Tosis. Below ir de baal muteres li nase velo chashinan leziyufa. The Rush focuses on terms of chashinan leziyufa. We are not concerned for ziyuf. Lafisha baal in a chashid kalka abide shalam kibishis leel. We're not looking to suspect the baal of messing up this get. She should be have problems later on that the get is really not a kosher get and the baal did something like you put the Edom Sulam on it or whatever it is with sortosa stuff, give them a base, right? We're not choshish for that. That is not even ever in our concern. That's based on base. Tosis mentioned that, right? Not choshish the kalkula. And what else? And harziyuf is also v'hi nami lo tezayef le kalkul atzma. She also would not do this to herself to compromise herself. So he's adding a svar here that we're not concerned with the possibility of ziyuf, not from him, not from her. However, lahotzi mamon min hayisomin, that issue that comes up in Tosfos, that chashin leziyufa kideprishis, or as some say, I think the magia kideprishri, because we don't find this in the Rush anywhere. Chipasti v'lo matzasi, says Karben Esano. So he wants to be magia. I think here is kideprishri, right? Mehach to get pashut. And we saw this Tosis also in that base, right? One of the rayas. And he's kaimelishtare. So that was one of the rayas that Tosis had. Go back to Tosis that base, how we knew that we are taninan on mama. Okay. So the Rush doesn't say the issue of iguna. The Rush just says that we're choshish by mama and we're not choshish by get, that one or the other party are intending to mizayif. Okay, now regarding the Piron Ksuba, says the Rush, Avo le'inyan Piron Ksuba. Now, remember, what are we talking about? What case are we discussing? Maybe get where? What's our case right now? Where's the Rush holding? Eretz Yisrael. Says the Rush, le'inyan Piron Ksuba, nachsinan la l'nirse. We're going to go into his estate and make the estate pay the ksuba to the woman from the land that's meshubet. Now, we're talking about b'fanav v'shelo b'fanav, stam v'shelo b'fanav, right? Because it's nechse v'nechse. There's no tanina, in other words, right? Why? Why can you take collection from the ksuba, from the karka of the ksuba, from him? The keva de sharia lehinase, since she's allowed to remarry, again, the sefer, she's allowed to remarry, gav yena miksuvasa mibnei chari. She can collect suba, but the Rush adds mibnei chari, from the not mishubad, not from the kuchos, but from his assets, but she's entitled to that in the case of Eretz Yisrael. The misefer ksuvasa nomad, so the Rush clearly is now setting himself apart from the Rishonim we've seen so far. In the most clear way is that the Rush is invoking Medrash Ksuva in the Sefer of the Mishnah. But the Rush happens to say it's only true Lugabi B'nei Chari. So that is itself interesting. The Rush is distinguishing between B'nei Chari and Mishubadim. But the Rush is also allowing for there to be Medrash Ksuva in the Sefer as well. So clearly the Rush doesn't see the fact that it's Eretz Yisrael, there's no Befanai, as any drawback. L'maisa, there is a Heter Nisur. Now, let's leave out the B'nai Chari for a second. We'll come back to that. I want to ask, let's even, because that's a technical issue. And we'll have to see more what that's based on. Let's even assume for a second, because if you say Medrash Ksuva, so he says it even in a sefer. She can remarry, right? She can remarry, and she collects from the ksuba. So what do we see in this Rush? Let's do a couple of things. Why would the Rush assume that there is Medrash Ksuva in the Sefer, the Mishnah? Why?
It's just the flip side of the mirror. He didn't see a difference.
So here, Rav Nachum says maybe this has roots in terms of understanding what is the nature of a shtar she'ena mekuyam. Right, the Meiri went in one extreme thing, even in the Reisha, it hasn't even become a mekuyam. But there's already an assumption. Getshen mekuyam is really something which is not we have concerns about. The Ran, for example, he says consistently doesn't even use the word taninan. Often uses the word chashinan. In other words, we have chashas. Okay, when it comes to isha, we're not going to lo maninan la. Even though there are chashas in the back of our minds, we're not going to stand in the way. But the issue is that there really is a fundamental flaw, possibly, with this get. We know that there's a possibility that this get, the shtar, is a problem. It says maybe the rush started off by saying we really are never. We have really no issues here. She's not going to be mezayif it. He's not going to be mezayif it. And even by mamon, the Rush would work in terms of taninan. The Rush doesn't see a getcha and mekuyim as something which is compromised in any way. Elamai, you supply a taina, then you have to counter the taina. But a getcha and mekuyim or shtash and mekuyim is a valid shtar. So therefore, you don't really see any chesaron in the heter nesuin. If you have a shtar, you have a shtar. That's, I think, one akuda that you can maybe draw out of the Rush. The Rush does not see the Sefer as any less of a heter nesuin than in the Reisha. Because the Rush doesn't see the shtar in a shaky state. Taninan requires a response. Other Rishonim might have viewed a shtar shen mekuyim in a different way. They look at it as something that we ourselves might have to be concerned about. And it's really not even, not because of a taina, but because we have to be concerned. For whatever reason here, we're not going to go out of our way and follow up on those concerns. But the concerns exist inherently. And the Rush may be thought of it differently, that the shtash and the claim is a valid shtar. That's one thing. Let's see what else we can glean from the Rush. What does the Rush mean when he says, Gav yinami ksuvasa mibnei chori? What happened to Mishubadim? So why would he assume you won't get Mishubadim? So Mishtama, what's the answer? What could be the pshat? What? The Gabi, the Lukuchos, we say Tanina. So why wouldn't say Tanina for the person? The person's not here, you should say Tanina as well. It's money. What?
He himself is, but the fact that he gave over the Gabi, he himself is loaded with the fact that he's not, that he can't claim the.
So here you're talking about as follows. This is one way to explain this is the carbon is sana goes this route, and this is where I gave you from the Pesachei Tshuva. Really, this might the Rush might be assuming a halacha that's nogea every time we say Medrash Ksuva. It's in other words, it's within Medrash Ksuva. What does it mean to say that he can collect Ksuva? Be it here, be it in the case in Yevamos. How does it work exactly, and why does she get the ksuba, and does she in fact always get the ksuba from Mishubadim? So if you look in the Karban Asanel here, he says like this, what is Sefer Ksuba? Havi ki'ilu kibel alav mitchila im yatiru lo habez din leinase la'acher titli minichsai mashe kosov lichi. It's as if he was accepting on himself up front that if you have a heter bezdin, and the Rush considers this heter bezdin, as we said, you'll be able to get from my estate what is written to you, ki ilu mitchila bitel schuso, shelo yenem alitel mezuyif. Ligbos min lechasim, nechas mechori. It says basically he's forfeiting his right to taina mezuyif. Now, if he's forfeiting his right, then by extension, he's forfeiting the right of anyone on his behalf. In other words, he's forfeiting the ability to lodge a Tanis Mezuyif against this get. Because that's what he's saying in this Tanai Medrash Ksuva. This ability to do such a thing, in whatever situation, is only valid insofar as himself is concerned. I'm forfeiting my right for to be on my behalf, or for me, to say Mezuyif. Mishmachim Avinav Shelo Befanav continues the carbon Nisanel. Masha Enkein Le'in Treifas Lekuchos. Even if he's here and he's mowed, it's not Mizuyif, but that's not going to help for the Lekuchos. He can't forfeit their freedom to tie him Mizuyif. It's good. It's not for you to do that. You can't do that for that for other for on the expense of somebody else. Einan Nem Litov Lekuchos Kos Masha Enem Mekuim Tani Mizuyif. Even if he's mode, that's not mizuyif. Maybe it's a knunya. Maybe it's a conspiracy. He quotes like this in the Shach. Ke'ein ze, you find in the Pesachei Tshuva quoting from one of the classic svarim on Yerem Vaiguna called Maros Hatzovos. The Siman Yud Zayin. This is a very long Siman of an Ezer. In Yerem Vaiguna, and all will come up in the Siman. So you look, the Pesachei Tshuva, what oath did I give you? Kuf Samach, right? So what is it going on? You find the small letters here. Where what's the Russian that is going on in Shulchan Aruch? What? I know, but which the nosim what? Yeah. Okay. Isha atzman and menes lomer shemeis bayla. This is the case of a woman in Yevamos, right? B'tinase otis yabim alpia. The nosim what ikik suvasa. In other words, this is the capacity of Shulchan Aruch, the halacha of Medrash Ksuva in the case of Yevamos of a woman who's meis bayla, and it's again like those we've shown him that it's only true for the ikik suva. So now look at the Pesachei Tshuva here, what he brings from the Sefer Mem Hei Tzadi. And now you know who it is. Who's the Mem Hei Tzadi? Maros Hatzovos. One of the classics from Inyan Viguna of Tamra B'Kiveger in the 18th century. It's a Sefer that anyone who deals with Inyan Viguna is going to quote. It's a very famous Achron called the Maros Hatzovos. So this is the Sefer. So he's Mayrich, the Kasa Besof, and he says like this, Ha'oga Mizeh, the Isha Sha'amra Meis Bayri, Das Rabban V'Rashba Rav Magid, and the Ran, Shagov Ika Ksuva, Afil Min Ha'ukuchas. So Shita's Harishonim is that when a woman says Meis Bayri, and she's entitled to Ksuva, that collecting the Ksuva is even going to be from Lukuchos too, because whatever tonight Ksuva entitles her to, it's Bain from Bnei Chari, Bain from Mishubad. Ulam, Lufima Shesasa Mashulchan Aruch Simikuf Memalasif Nun Gimel, Yesh Gestapik Im Govim Nal Kuchos Olo. So he's already raising the possibility, and this is talking about all situations. This is the classic example of Medrash Ksuva, that perhaps, not like these Rishonim, that Medrash Ksuva can only work from Bnei Chorin, but not Mishubadin. You can't, and that's what the Karban Asana was saying, you can't make such a Tanai and allow it to affect other people. Interesting, there's a Rambam, Malva Velova, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Zayin. All kinds of situations where, let's say, the Malva and the Lova make a tnai with each other that I'm agreeing that I'll trust you and you won't and you won't be able to, I won't be able to tie in against what you say, be it was paid or wasn't paid, situations like that. So the Rambam says, for example, Hisna Malva Sheyia Gova Belo Shvua. Usually the Malva has to collect with a Shvua when he's collecting. If they tie in, it was paid. He doesn't want to have to take a Shvua. He makes it tonight advance. I want to be able to collect without a Shvua. Hareza Govet below Shvua. But if he wants to collect from the Yarshim, Yishava Vakach Yigve. He has to swear. Vim Yisne specifically Sheyigve Af in the Yarsh below Shvua, Govet below Shvua. So this is, then the Ram goes on. He says, Bechein in Hisne. Ba'a. Then he says, Ba'a Ligbos Min Halokeach. Lo Yitrof El B'Shvua, She'ein Zem Masne Le'abed Mamon Chaveira. In other words, even though the Malva wants to be able to make an arrangement with the Lover that he should be able to collect and not have to take the Shvua when he collects, it can only possibly work for the Lover or maybe the Yisomen. But it could not work if he's going to collect from Mekuchos. She'ein Zem Masne Le'abed Mamon Chaveira. So the Mishnah Lemelech, on these words of the Rambam, asked the Kasha. The Kasha, Ma Bein Zeh L'Mashe Kasav HaRav HaMagid in Hilchus Gerishin Gabi Shliach She'evi Get V'Amar B'Fani Nechta Fani Nechtam Ala Mishnah, first case She'gove K'suvasa D'Misefer K'suvasa Nilmot She'kasav Lo K'shitinasi La'achir Titki K'suvasech. This Sefer Ksuva is like an Nemanus, saying I'm giving you the authority to be able to be believed in what you say, and I won't be able to challenge you. That's what he says. Sefer Ksuva is the Gabi Nemanus ain't a Moel. The Rambam says it doesn't work. Gabi Lukuchos. The Amay Mo Gabi Ksuva. It's a Lukuchos tonight. We get Shetinasi. Came the Brava. He goes to Govan. She couldn't collect without, and now the Shriach is saying what he's saying, and now you're using the Shriach's Eidus with the Tanai Ksuva to collect from Mishubadim, but no, you can't have a Tanai that's going to work on the expense of somebody else. So he tries to give an answer. This Maros Hatzovos is saying, and at the Kabbalah Sambadasa Rush is, you know what? It could very well be that Tanai Ksuva never extends beyond the Lova himself, beyond the Baal himself. It doesn't apply to Lukuchas. It's interesting. That would be one way to think about the Rush. But it's interesting, though, because the Rush, Lemaisa, the Rush said this in what case? In the case of Eretz Yisrael. So now let's ask a following question. What would be the Shita Sarash in the case of the Reisha? What's the case of the Reisha? that Shkiach said b'fayin nechta b'fayin nechta, and now she can be married. And now I want to ask Chevra, what do you think as far as Ksuba is concerned in the Reisha? So one thing I think is certain. What can she get from Zechor? But I want to ask you the following question. Would she be able to get Ksuba from Mishubadin in the Reisha? From the fact that the Rush spoke out only from Bnei Charin and not Mishubadin, in the context of the Sefer, so should we infer from the Rush, be Medayik, that maybe in the case of the Reisha, she'll be able to get her Ksuva from Mishubadim as well? But wait a second, how could that be? If we're Masbir the Rush, as we see here in the Karbanasana, that Tanai Ksuva can only go as far as Bnei Charin, because your Tanai Ksuva is basically you're basically relinquishing your schus for you to be able to challenge the document, but that's only can be helpful for you. You can't do it at the expense of the kuchos. So then, why should it be any different? So it's a whole tumul on this. The Beis Shmuel is medayik. He thinks that the Rush only said it in the case of the Sefer, because that's where he said Bnei Charin. But Chor, what should be the difference? What could be? Why should the Reisha be any different? If the Shitas of Rush is predicated on that you can't have Tanai Ksuba work at the expense of the Lekuchos, and you medayik, the Rush only said Bnei Charin only for the case of the Sefer, what should be the difference? What might be the difference? Yes? So this is where we're going. So this is something very interesting. This is going back to what we said before. What is b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta? So let's quote real kiyum. Okay? Okay. So are we out of the woods? Okay, let's quote real kiyum. Okay, that's the first step. But I ask you, Tanai Ksuva works for Mishabadim or not, according to the Rush? No. Okay, so what's the Reisha going to help? How can she collect from Mishubadin? Tanai Ksuba doesn't entitle her to Mishubadin. So maybe there's a chiddush here that we can glean from the Rush. What do you think? Someone said such a svar a few days ago. At the time, we couldn't give it too much acknowledgement, but maybe it's worth revisiting. Why should... Let's go down.
The fana even works to...
The fana even works with regard to... In other words, we don't have to come on to what concept to get the ksuba. We don't have to come on to what principle that we've been thinking about. Tanai Ksuba, Medrash Ksuva only gets you so far, Nechar. But leave out Medrash Ksuva. In other words, the emanus of the fun and nechta fun and nechtam will itself be embraced and accepted, not just with regard to the heter nisuin, but directly regarding the all that follows regarding the ksuba as well. But what was the challenge to that? What seems to bother? What did we see in the Rishonim that seems to militate against that? What reference we saw in Rishonim that connects us to the previous Gemara, after all? That the fana can extend to the nechasim. What halacha? Call it palgina, pull something else. But what did we see in the early Gemara? What did Ramban say? Atzmakon nechasim ulkana. What's the case? The shtar said atzmakon nechasai. And what did he say about this shtar? Defanechtan. And what's the din? Says the brisa. First a brisa. That means the Befanei Nechtavei Nechtam is only going to be accepted insofar as what it can do. He's only one aid, so it works agavi the Shechri, not agavi the Nechassim. That's what the Ramban used in terms of why you can't get what in the case of the Reisha. You can't get the Tosefis. The Iker, the Ramban acknowledges it works because you're going to work through what halacha, Medrash Ksuva. And the Ramban Shita is Medrash Ksuva for whatever reason works even agavi the Shubad. But once you get past Medrash Ksuva, now you want to know the nemunas for itself. Benogea, for example, Tosefes, Atzmakon Nechasim Ulkana. What are we proposing in the Rush? The Rush holds that maybe regarding the ksuba, you anyway can't get past B'nai Charin. When it works, it only works as far as B'nai Charin is concerned. But why does the Rush imply, as we're being medayik, if we're correct, that the Rush would imply that in the Reisha you'd even get Mishubadin? Not because Melech Ksuba wouldn't do it for you. That's only B'nai Charin. But what would be? It would be that the Nemanus of Bifanai can even go to the to the Nechasim for the Ksuba. We have the Braisa before that says, Atzmachal Nechasai, Atzmachal Nechasim Wal Kana. So what's the difference? What is the difference? There is a difference. What is the difference? No. Tell me, what's the difference?
In that case, the Shifrin and the Chasim are completely separate.
They're separate Dibur. There's Atma Chasim and Nechasa. That's where the Braisa says that we can only accept the Befanai on that which lends itself to the Nemanus of the Eidacha, the Shriach, so Atma Chasim and Nechasa. Here, it's not that there's two Diburim in the Get. The Get is a Get. The Get has ramifications also for Gvias HaKsuva. The Nemanus of Bifanai is a total Nemanus on the Get. Not Medrasuva, in other words. The Nemanus, Memelo, will be able to allow us to accept. And again, it's Mamish for the Rush. It's a real Kiyom, if you will. And to begin with, even Enam HaKoyim is really a valid star. So we believe that the Shriach, Memelo, he's Neman, Ugabe, the Ksuva as well. This could be why, and then it'll come out in Nafkamina as well, not just that the Rush is allowing you to get from Mishubadim, which he didn't let you get Beret Yisrael, but it also means that you get what also the Tosefes. Even if, we know what he holds about this, but even if he would hold like the Rishonim that Medrash Ksuva is only on the Ikar Ksuva, which is a question, but that's Rishonim assumed by us, but here you get the Tosefes as well. Nachum says basically what I'm saying over, this is at the end, he says, Lui de Mistapina, I would say a Dover Chadash. Dover Chadash, he calls it. The Harash Polig al Kol Shar HaRishonim. Usvirale, the Bechutz La'aretz, ain't Sarach Ledin Medrash Ksuva Klal. We don't need a command to Medrash Ksuva. It's against all the Rishonim. Because the Rabban and the Rashba not to the Pshitas, the Meikar Adin, the Shiach is not Nemel Gavi Ksuva. Just like Evet Shevi Gito, Atzmo Kana, Nechassim Lo Kana, so to Gavi Ksuva. The Shiach is Nemel Gatira Linasei, not Gavi Ksuva. And I, Manu Masayim, mit Medrash Ksuva. Mitivi Arash, Nero Lechadesh, he argues. He holds that once he's Mehem Lechaimis, I get Lugabi Aheter Nisuin, Mehem Ninole Lugabi Aksuva. And therefore, you don't need a command to Medrash Ksuva and Gavi Mimishabdi. Ubibir Advarim, he says, comes back to the issue of the Rush holding that a star, even Ein Mekuyim, is something. And it's only a Tanina that could requires a response. He says, therefore, Matsino Pesach Levaris Devei Arash. That which it says in the sugya before, Delo Mahani Edus Gabi HaNechasim, is only by Atzmacho Nechasa, Deika Beis Diburim Bishtar. The ain kan kiyum gabi hamamam. So you have two diburim, and the kiyum is only on the shikh, we're not on the mamam. But over here, the ika chadashtara. V'aid achad kiyum es kulo. He's mekayim the star in its entirety. The get is mekuyim. Again, what is befana? It's kiyum. Nimsa shigam gabi aksuva go tanina mezuyif. V'shabi yishal gvosa aksuva midina. How come in the case of Yevamis, do you need to come out to Medrash Ksuva over there? What's over there? Neis Baalech, there's no star. All it is if she's bringing Eidus that her husband died. Okay, so she's believed Ugabe remarrying. She'll get the Ksuva only mid Medrash Ksuva. Here it's different. Here it's one star, one Dibor, and he's Mekayim the star. Mekayim the star. Memela, it works by itself. Okay. Yeah, sure.
It doesn't sound like in the Sefer either the Rosh distinguishes between Ikar and Tosefes.
He never discusses Tosefes versus Ikar. You don't know what he says. It could be, maybe he argues on Rishonim all the time and says that Medrash Ksuva by the Isha Atzma is also going to title it to Tosefes. We don't know. We have to check the Rosh and Yevamis on that. But even if you were to hold like the Rishonim that limit it to Ikik Suba, but here, if we're correct in explaining that you don't come on to Medrash Suba, the Meir would be even the Tosefos. But again, this is all predicated on the deal. We don't know. The Rosh never said Mefurish what he would say about the Reisha. But the Rosh limits in the Sefer. He said, again, how is he different than the Rishonim? He holds that you have Medrash Suba even in the Sefer. That's called Hetter Nesuin. It could be that's because he views a Shtash in the Mekuyim in a different way than the Rishonim will Shtash in the Mekuyim. So he can view this as a real Hetter, not a passive Elo Mandin Allah. The Rosh sees it as a real Hetter. Therefore, it applies in the Sefer too. But the Rosh holds, Medrash Suba does not work from Mishubadim. What about the Reisha? That the Rosh is silent. Could she get Suba? Was she not? It doesn't say. Could be his Mashma you got from Mishubadim also. I mean, Medrash Suba you certainly could have, but what about Mishubadim? So that could be a word that even without Medrash Suba you'd get it anyway, and either Nafka, the case of Asmul Kana, that's too deep worm in the star. Here, you Mekayim the whole star. Mekayim the whole star, the Mela, she gets even the Nechas. There, it's not a star. There, it's a case of an Eidus Eid Achad. So that wouldn't have that halach. That would require Medrash Suba.